Korean organization NACASEC, the National Korean American Service and Education Consortium, is sponsoring an 18-mile walk this Saturday. The walk will start in Koreatown at 8 a.m. and move through East L.A. before returning at 5 p.m. The 18-mile walk is being held to raise awareness for immigration reform and the DREAM Act. A version of the DREAM Act was introduced to Congress in 2001 to allow undocumented immigrants to become legal so long as they met certain criteria. But even after Congress has discussed it numerous times, it hasn't passed in nearly a decade. Organizers of this weekend's event are unhappy with the way the country is handling illegal immigration.
This law is broken, and we desperately need comprehensive immigration reform.
Reverend Bertie C. Roberts is with CLU, Clergy and Laity United for Economic Justice. She feels the 18-mile walk will bring the city's minority groups together, as they have all shared the same kinds of family struggles.
Literally, families are being ripped apart. Children are coming home from school, and their parents have been taken away, without due process, without the ability to interact with them in a legal framework.
Walkers hope they will raise enough awareness to have Congress consider bringing the DREAM Act up for another vote. If the DREAM Act passes, it would grant citizenship to thousands of people. Those included are people who have been in the U.S. for at least the last 5 years, are under the age of 35, and have earned a high school diploma or GED. Cindy Bendezu would benefit from the DREAM Act and is one of the people walking this weekend.
It really benefit our families who want this to pass, who have been waiting and who have been working hard in this country to have rights.
She feels citizenship is something she deserves. Those students on the East Coast feel the same way. They have been walking 18 miles each day since January 1st. They plan to hit 1,500 miles by May 1st. If you're interested in taking part in this weekend's walk, visit www.krcla.org/trail. Austin Barwani, Annenberg Radio News.